Andrea in California, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Ken. Enjoying your show. Thank you.
Andrea, you know we love you. Thank you very much for the call. Go right on ahead.
Yeah, you know, the thing is with Cam Newton, he's a Taurus. The moon in Leo, which is our habit patterns, it's sort of live by the sword, die by the sword, Ken. And what I mean by that is he has that playful, creative, flamboyant side when things are going well, but the downside of Leo can be very temperamental, and he is still quite young, so, you know, you can't have the rainbow without the rain. You can't have all the fun and the dance and the Superman thing, and then, you know, when there's a loss, you know, he kind of takes it very personally. That's just, well, you know, probably something he'll come to terms with and outgrow to some extent.
Yeah, if you win, if you do win, and you got to win a lot, you, you kind of can. It's weird how we set these laws. They're all gray areas. I don't think anything's really a hard-to-find role for them, Andrea, because, hell, Belichick loses, and he, I thought he was pretty gracious in this one because of who he lost to, but he's been a complete ass before in losing. But he's won a bunch of Super Bowls. He's been incredibly successful in what he's done. We kind of give him a pass for that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as far as Peyton Manning goes, I couldn't think of a more auspicious time, Ken, for him to ride off into the sunset and retire. He was being cagey about it, but, you know, when I look at his chart, this really would be, you know, in terms of the narrative, kind of leaving on a high point. And last but not least, I would have loved to see the Grateful Dead play halftime since it was their 50th birthday, too.
Well,
how about that? They really rocked Levi's Stadium when I saw them the end of June at their Fare Thee Well concerts. But nonetheless, you know, Newton won the NFL MVP. Rivera got the Coach of the Year at the NFL Honors. I mean, maybe they used up a lot of their good mojo the night before. But, you know, as Rivera said, you know, they'll be back.
Andrea, the astrologer, did you like the halftime show real quick?
You know, for the most part, I thought it was entertaining. I could have lived without Coldplay, but I thought Beyonce and Bruno Mars rocked. How about you?
I think that Bruno Mars and Beyonce should do every single halftime show until someone's actually deemed fit by a vote.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, I'm not a big Coldplay fan. I wanted Metallica to play there. I knew that they wouldn't because Metallica's not for everybody. But
and they
I
played
I wanna,
the night before, Ken, at AT&T Park.
Yeah, and it was a hell of a show, so I could at least allow that. That's fine. I could deal with that, Andrea. But
yeah,
I was okay.
Well, there's always next year, so it'll be interesting to see what manifests then.
Yeah. Andrea, we know we love you, and we thank you very much for the call.
Yes, thanks, Ken. Thanks for holding space after the Super Bowl and having such a great show.
Well, thank you.